Thank you and good morning, everyone. The time is now 10 a.m. on Tuesday, August 5th, 2025. My name is Patrick Matutina. My last name is spelled M as in Mary, A as in apple, T as in tree, U as in umbrella, T as in tree, I as in idea, N as in Nancy, and A as in apple. I'm a tax policy specialist with Interpretations and Technical Advice Division, also known as ITA, of the Department of Revenue. I will be the facilitator for today's public hearing. I'd like to thank you all for taking the time to attend this public hearing and provide us with your feedback. Please note that we are best able to consider your comments if you provide them to us in writing, which can be sent to me at patrickm2m@vor.wa.gov. Excuse me. We will now begin the scheduled public hearing for solicitation of comments on WAC 458-20241, titled Radio and Television Broadcasting. And please note that today's hearing is being convened in order to address the proposed changes to the standard deduction. It does not address changes made as a result of the passage of SB 5457. Those changes will be addressed in future rulemaking. Other employees from the Department of Revenue present for this meeting include Barbara Imperio, Management Analyst, Kathy Holder, Management Analyst, who will be monitoring our recording equipment as this meeting is being recorded, and Perry Stern in her role as Rules Coordinator for ITA. We are conducting this meeting electronically, and we do not have other parties physically present for this public hearing. Besides Department of Revenue staff, we have other parties on the call for this public hearing, and due to rulemaking requirements, participants at the public hearing who have comments must make their comments verbally. As such, we will not be reviewing questions or comments provided in the chat function for this hearing. If you do not feel comfortable voicing your comments during this hearing, we suggest that you email your comments to me in writing at patrickm2@dor.wa.gov. This public hearing is being conducted pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 35.05 RCW, the Administrative Procedure Act. The purpose of this hearing is to solicit comments from the public on the proposed amendments to WAC 458-20241, referred to in this hearing as Rule 241. This hearing was announced through publication in the Washington State Register as WSR 2514103, which was filed with the Code Reviser on July 1st, 2025. We will consider all comments received pertaining to the proposed amendments to Rule 241. We appreciate receiving written comments and will evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. You may also provide comments at this hearing. Please send written comments to my attention no later than Tuesday, August 12, 2025. In this manner, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. Now, let me briefly outline the rulemaking process and where we are in respect to these rules. The first step in the process is to file a notice with the Code Reviser to announce a public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding the proposed changes. The notice, called Form CR-101, is published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The public meeting for this rule was held on May 28, 2025. The next step is to file a notice of proposed rulemaking with the Code Reviser to announce a public hearing on the proposed rule. This notice, called Form CR-102, is also published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. Today is that public hearing. The purpose of the hearing is to receive further comments regarding the proposed rule. All public comments will be fully evaluated as we proceed in the rulemaking process. Any comments received will be included in the permanent rulemaking file kept by the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division. Public hearing for the rule is being held today. The final step is to adopt the proposed rule. This is not a public process, but simply requires that we submit a final draft of the rule to the Code Reviser using a form CR-103 with the appropriate forms. The new rule will be effective shortly thereafter and will be published in the Washington State Register. Before opening for comments, I will briefly outline the proposed changes in the rule. In order to fill requirements of 8204280, the department proposes to update Rule 241 to amend the standard deduction beginning September 30th, 2025 to 69.5%. This would be an increase from the 62% standard deduction currently in effect. We will now proceed to the comment portion of this hearing. If you have a comment, please raise your hand using the raise hand function in Zoom, identify yourself for the record, and identify any organizations you are representing. Once again, we also appreciate receiving written testimony. If you have written testimony, please email it to me so I can be part of the rulemaking file. When you are finished with your comment, please lower your hand and I will check in on the persons attending on the phone after we go through the commenters attending using Zoom. Okay, I'm seeing no raised hands in the Zoom, and I don't believe anybody is on the telephone. One last call for any public comments. Seeing none, I'll go ahead and proceed. Okay, thank you for participating. The time is now 10:07 a.m. and the public hearing for Rule 241 is now adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick.